If you're heading down to the Erie Canal Trail to enjoy the spring weather, you might notice a small detour in the Perrenton section of the path. WXXI's Caitlin White went to the site to check out some of the work on the canal embankments.
I was handed a hard hat and a neon yellow vest as soon as I got to Perrenton Park. And looking down at my worn-out Van sneakers, I knew I should have worn better shoes. Matt Fries handed me the gear.
F as in Frank, R-Y-S.
He's the New York State Canal Corporation Western Division Construction Manager. And he's the guy in charge of canal construction projects from Syracuse to Lockport. It's about a 10-minute walk from the park to the section being worked on, and the concern with this area is that there is a considerable amount of seepage, meaning water is running through the embankment to the surrounding area from the canal when it's filled. The Canal Corporation hired an outside consulting group, Rizzo, to inspect embankments and rate them based on potential issues.
So before we go any further, just please be aware that there's lines, there's an open trench.
Here at the Perrenton site, the canal path has been dug up, and these giant steel beams,
picture 45-foot-long metal popsicle sticks,
are being drilled into the ground and locked together to stop water from leaking out of the canal.
All on our walk all the way up, the embankment was 30, 40, 100 feet wide. Well, here we are in a section where the trail's 10 feet wide. We have maybe 5 feet on one side and 5 feet on the other. So this really narrows down the embankment, and that's why we're having the seepage issue here, because we don't have as much material at the bottom of the embankment to hold that moisture back.
Standing on the edge of the embankment looking down, you can see spots of water forming on the residential land near the canal, water that has leaked out from under the old steel piles installed in 1912. Once completed, the canal trail will be filled back in and ready for runners and bikers once again. Fry says they're hoping it will be all set sometime next week. Officials with the Canal Corporation say this emergency repair work in Perrenton and also in Ogden is not related to the controversial vegetation management project that led to a lawsuit against the Canal Corporation. The injunction against cutting trees on the canal in Pittsford, Perrenton, and Brighton will continue, pending the Power Authority and Canal Corporation complying with the State Environmental Quality Review Act. Caitlin White, WXXI News.